You hear her on the radio all the time, Tori Kelly, and you've probably seen her at like the Grammys and stuff, right?
Oh yeah, definitely.
But what's so interesting about her is that she's a pop star, but he's also like deeply rooted in her Christian faith. And it's a big part of her music. Like, we've got all these sources here, and they all talk about how her faith influences her work. And it's kind of fascinating, actually. It adds like a whole other layer to what she does. Kind of surprising, don't you think?
Yeah, it is. It's definitely interesting because I think there's this assumption that faith and pop music just don't mix, right? But she really challenges that. She's very open about her faith, whereas a lot of artists tend to keep those parts of themselves kind of more private.
Yeah, and it's not just like a surface level thing either. I mean, think about it. She started on YouTube, put out her own EP, and then she went on to win, Grammys and all these other huge awards. But she's never been shy about her faith. It's not exactly the typical
No, not at
pop
all.
star, route.
No, it's really unique.
Yeah,
And when
totally.
you look back at her background, growing up in a Christian home, singing in church from such a young age, that gospel influence, it really is foundational to her music.
Yeah, it's not just like some background noise. It's like woven into her sound.
Right,
You can
exact.
really hear it, especially on her album Hiding Place.
Oh, that's a great
It's
example.
like this blend of, contemporary R&B, but then it has those classic gospel elements. Have you heard Never Alone? It's on that album, and Kirk Franklin's featured on it.
Oh, yeah.
That song is where it all comes together, I
It's
think.
a beautiful blend of their two voices and
It's
styles.
so powerful, But, it's not just about the music with her. I mean, her faith, it really shapes how she approaches the whole music industry,
Right, exactly.
which can be, I mean, it could be a tough place.
Oh, absolutely. Very demanding.
Yeah, totally.
Lots of pressure.
Yeah, but she's talked about how her faith is, like her source of strength when she's dealing with all that, the pressure and
Makes
everything.
her Elker.
Yeah, and I think that makes her stand out even more, in an industry that's all about chasing trends and kind of, conforming. She's choosing to be authentic.
Right, and she's not afraid to be different.
Yeah, to her faith and her values.
It takes a lot of courage to do that,
It does. It really does.
especially in that environment.
Yeah, and you can see it, in how she makes decisions. Like, she prioritizes authenticity over, just fitting in.
Over conforming to expectations. Yeah.
Exactly.
It's about staying true to herself.
Yeah, and I think that's what people connect with.
It's powerful.
It really is. And then there's this other, like, really interesting aspect of how she kind of like bridges these two worlds, the secular music scene and the Christian music scene. She's become this role model.
Yeah, she's a bridge between those worlds in a
Yeah.
way.
For artists who want to express their faith, but they also want to have that mainstream appeal.
Yeah, doesn't have to be one or the other.
Right, exactly. Like, take her collaboration with Lecrae, for
Oh,
example.
yeah, I'll find you.
I'll find you. Yeah.
That's a great example.
Lecrae, he's this like really well-known Christian rapper. And then you've got Tori Kelly, this, pop powerhouse, and they come together to create this song that speaks to faith and struggle, but in a way that kind of transcends genre.
Yeah, it reaches a wider audience.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing,
It
actually.
really
When you
is.
think about it, it's like it makes you think about how music can break down those barriers.
It's a universal language.
Yeah, it really is. And it's not just in like her collaborations, it's how she uses social media too. Like, she's out there on Instagram and Twitter, connect with her fans, and she's openly talking about her faith.
Right, she doesn't shy away from those topics.
No, not at all.
And that's pretty rare to see that level of openness from someone with, that level of mainstream success.
Yeah, you're right. It's not something you see very often. So true. And speaking of success, I mean, let's talk about the awards for a second. Because, yeah, she's got the Grammy nominations and all that, but she's also won like some pretty big awards in the Christian music world too.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that Billboard Music Award in the Christian category, that's a big deal. And then there's the American Music Award, too, for favorite artists, contemporary, inspirational.
Yeah.
Those aren't just, like participation trophies or
No,
something.
exactly.
They show real impact
They show that she's,
on both sides of the music industry.
yeah, it's like she's defied the odds, and she's become this force to be reckoned with in both the secular and the Christian music worlds. It's pretty remarkable when you think about it.
It is. It really is.
But it hasn't always been easy, right? I mean, you can't please everyone,
Oh, no, definitely not.
especially when you're trying to navigate these two different worlds.
Right. It's a balancing act.
Yeah.
And she's faced criticism from both sides.
That's got to be tough.
Yeah, it's a tough position to be in.
I mean, what do you think about how she's handled that pushback, that criticism?
Well, I think she's done it with a lot of grace and firmness. Mm-hmm. You know, she hasn't backed down from her beliefs or apologized for who she is.
Yeah, and that's refreshing to see, you know, someone standing strong in their convictions, even when it's not, like, the popular thing to do.
It's inspiring.
Yeah, it is. And it makes her even more relatable, I think.
Definitely.
Because let's be real. I mean, we all face criticism. We all, you know, make mistakes.
We're all human. Yeah. And I think people connect with that authenticity.
Yeah,
that she's human. She's figuring things out as she goes, and she's open about the challenges.
Yeah, totally. Okay, so we've talked about her journey, her music, her impact. But what I'm really curious about is, what kind of lasting legacy is she building?
That's a great question. I think what's really remarkable about her story is that she's given other artists permission to be their authentic selves, faith and all.
It's like she's saying, hey, you don't have to hide who you are to make it in this industry.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She's proving it with her own success.
Right.
And that's a powerful message, especially for, you know, younger artists who might feel pressure to kind of compartmentalize their faith or their values to fit in.
Yeah. It really makes you wonder how her example might change the music landscape in the years to come, you know?
It's exciting to think about.
Yeah, it really is.
What if we see a wave of artists feeling more empowered to integrate their faith or their values into their work?
Yeah, that would be amazing.
What kind of music would we get then?
Right.
Music that's not just entertaining, but also thought-provoking, maybe even spiritually enriching.
Yeah, that would be something special. It's like she's opened a door that was once considered closed, you know,
yay,
showing that you can be true to yourself, true to your beliefs, and still achieve mainstream success.
You don't have to compromise who you are.
Exactly.
To achieve your dreams.
Yeah, and that's a powerful message, not just for music, but for anything, really.
For life.
Yeah, for life.
It resonates beyond music. Her story with anyone who's ever felt like they had to hide a part of themselves to fit in or to get ahead.
Yeah, totally.
It's a reminder that authenticity is a powerful force.
It really is. And it can make a difference.
It can change the world.
It can. Yeah. It's pretty amazing when you think about it.
It is.
Like, it makes you think, you know, about how much we might be holding back, afraid to let those, like, deeper parts of ourselves shine through.
Right. Those parts that make us unique.
Yeah.
Those parts that make us who we are.
Exactly.
What if we all took a page from Corey Kelly's book and embraced our values more fully?
Mm-hmm.
What would that look like in our own work and in our lives?
That's a good question. It's something to think about for sure.
It is.
It's like a challenge almost to be bolder, more authentic, even when it feels risky.
Mm-hmm.
Or unconventional.
To step outside of our comfort zones.
Yeah, exactly.
And to embrace what makes us different. Mm-hmm. And to think it all started with her faith.
It's true.
It's not just a personal thing for her. It's woven into the very fabric of her music, her career choices, her interactions with fans.
Yeah.
It's inspiring.
It is. It's, you know, it's funny because sometimes when we talk about faith, it can feel like kind of heavy, you know,
yeah.
Or preachy.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
But with Tori Kelly, it just feels so genuine and integral.
It's authentic.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not about shoving beliefs down anyone's throat. It's about letting your values inform your actions, your art, your choices. And sometimes that can spark a really powerful conversation.
Yeah, for sure. Well, folks, that's our deep dive into Tori Kelly's world, where faith and music collide in the most fascinating way.
It's been a fascinating journey.
It has. We've explored her journey from those early YouTube days to Grammy nominations and beyond.
I've seen her evolution.
Yeah. We've uncovered the gospel influences that shape her sound, and we've examined how she navigates the complexities of being a Christian artist in the mainstream.
It's a story that challenges assumptions and opens up new possibilities, not just for musicians, but for anyone seeking to live a more authentic and purposeful life.
It's true. As you think about what kind of legacy you want to leave behind, you know, what mark you want to make on the world.
It's a question worth asking ourselves.
Yeah, it is. And maybe, just maybe, Tori Kelly's story will inspire some of you listening to step into your own truth a little more boldly.
That would be amazing.
It would.
To see that ripple effect.
Yeah. Well, that's it for today, but stay tuned. We'll be back soon with another deep dive into the world of music and faith.
I'm looking forward to it.
Me too. Until then, keep those conversations going and keep exploring what it means to live a life that's true to yourself.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah, it is. See you next time.
See you next time.
Yeah, it really does make you think about how music can, you know, break down barriers like that. And it's not even just in her collaborations, but the way she uses social media too. Like, she's out there connecting with fans, openly talking about her faith on Instagram, Twitter, all of it. Not shying away at all.
Yeah, and I think it's pretty cool how it creates a space for her to have these, like, authentic dialogues with her fans. You don't always see that from artists, you know, who are at her level of mainstream success.
No, you don't. It's true. And speaking of success, let's look at some of those awards for a minute. We talked about the Grammy noms, but she's also gotten some serious recognition in the Christian music world too.
Oh, absolutely. Like that Billboard Music Award, for example, in the Christian category. That's a huge deal.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's the American Music Award for favorite artist, contemporary, inspirational.
Right, right.
And I think these aren't just, you know, participation trophies.
No.
They really show the impact she's having on both sides of the music industry.
Yeah, it really highlights how she's defied the odds and become this force to be reckoned with, you know, in both the secular and Christian music spheres. But it hasn't all been smooth sailing, right? I mean, you can't please everyone.
No, of course not.
Especially when you're, like, navigating these two different worlds. Like, she is...
Yeah, she's faced criticism from both sides.
Yeah, what stands out to you about how she's handled it, all that pushback?
Well, I think she's responded with a lot of grace, but also with a lot of firmness, you know? She hasn't backed down from her beliefs, and she hasn't apologized for who she is.
It's nice to see, I think, someone standing strong in their convictions, you know, even when it's not the popular thing to do.
Yeah, it is.
And it makes her even more relatable, don't you think?
Absolutely.
I mean, because, you know, we all face criticism. We all make mistakes.
We're all human, right?
Yeah.
And I think people see that in her, that authenticity.
Yeah.
You know, she's human. She's figuring things out. And she open about the challenges.
Yeah, totally. So we've talked about her journey, her music, her impact. But this is what I'm thinking about now. What kind of lasting legacy is she building?
That's a great question. I think what's really remarkable is that she's giving other artists permission to be their authentic selves. You know, faith and all.
I think she's saying you don't have to hide who you are to make it in this industry.
Exactly. And she's proving it with her own success.
Right.
That's a really powerful message, especially for, you know, younger artists who might feel pressure to, like, compartmentalize their faith or their values to, you know, to fit in.
Yeah, it makes you wonder how her example might change the music landscape in the years to come.
Yeah, it's exciting to think about.
It really is.
What if we see, you know, a wave of artists who feel more empowered to integrate their faith or values into their work?
I mean, that would be amazing.
What kind of music would we get then?
Right.
Music that's not just entertaining, but also thought-provoking, maybe even spiritually enriching.
Now, that would be something special. You know, it's like she's cracked open this door that was once considered closed, showing that you could be true to yourself, true to your beliefs, and still achieve mainstream success.
You don't have to compromise who you are to achieve your dreams.
No, you don't. And that's a powerful message. And it goes beyond just music, you know?
Oh, absolutely. It applies to life in general.
Yeah, it resonates beyond music. It really does.
It resonates with anyone who's ever felt like they had to hide a part of themselves to fit in or to get ahead.
Mm.
It's a reminder that authenticity is a powerful force.
It really is. And it can make a difference.
It can change the world.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing when you think about it.
It is.
Makes you think, huh, how much we kind of hold back, afraid to let those, like, deeper parts of ourselves out.
It really does. It's that question, you know, what if we all took a cue from Tori Kelly and just, you know, really embraced our values in our work, in our lives? What would that even look like?
Right. It's like a challenge almost to be a little bolder, more authentic, even when it feels, I don't know, risky or unconventional.
Yeah, definitely. And to think, you know, it all kind of goes back to her faith. It's not just a personal thing. It's woven into her music, her career, her, you know, interactions with her fans, everything.
Yeah. And it's inspiring to see, you know, because sometimes when we talk about faith, it can feel, I don't know, heavy. Or preachy.
Yeah, for sure.
But with Tori Kelly, it just feels so, so genuine, just integrated, you know?
It is. It's authentic. It's not about, you know, forcing your beliefs on anyone. It's about living them, letting them inform what you do, your art, your choices. And I think that can spark some really interesting conversations.
It can. Well, there you have it, everyone. That's our deep dive into Tori Kelly's world, where faith and music collide in this, like, super fascinating way.
It's been a great conversation.
It really has. We've, you know, we've gone from her early days on YouTube to Grammy noms and beyond. We've heard about the gospel influences that really shaped her music. And we've talked about how she navigates, you know, being a Christian artist in the mainstream music world.
It's a story that really makes you think.
It does.
About, you know, what's possible for artists and for all of us, really.
It makes you think about what kind of legacy we all want to leave behind, you know, what mark we want to make on the world.
It's a good question to ask ourselves.
It is. And maybe, just maybe, Tori Kelly's story will inspire you all out there listening to step into your own truth a little more boldly.
To embrace what makes you you.
Exactly.
That's what it's all about.
It is. And on that note, we're going to wrap things up for today, but we'll be back soon with another deep dive into the world of music and faith.
Looking forward to it.
Me too. Until then, keep those conversations going and keep exploring what it means to live a life that's, you know, true to yourself.
Absolutely.
All right. See you next time.